Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So let's talk a little bit about your automobile. The service manager at Jerry Haggerty Chevy in Glen Ellyn is Chris Casatolo. And Chris, I've got questions about what to do with our cars now that the weather's going to turn. Could you answer a few of them for us?
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us, by the way. I hope you're doing well.
Thanks, and you as well.
Yeah. You know, it's weird, though, because when I dreamed up this conversation, it was real cold outside. It's going to be 80 on Saturday, but then it's going to get cold again. And I noticed that already my tire pressure in my tires, instead of being like at 36, is now at 30. So should we keep them at a certain level? Should I be putting more air in my tires now that it's cooler?
Typically, you want to check them when they're cold, before they get warmed up. But during the winter months, we do recommend maybe 3 to 5 pounds, a little bit higher due to the fluctuation temperature change that we have in this area.
Yeah. So like on my Chevy Blazer, it displays each wheel's tire pressure. I could go around with a hand device too, but I mean, so if it says 34 is the recommended pressure for my tire, and it's sitting at 31, put 3 more pounds in there, right?
3 to 5 higher than the 34 is about average what you want to do for winter driving conditions for optimal traction.
Wait a minute, you said 3 to 5 higher than the 34.
Higher, right. Keep it a little bit higher during the winter months.
Really? Wait a minute. So yeah, if the manufacturer's recommended pressure is X, you say actually put a little more air in there than X?
Yeah, slightly more, because when we get the extreme cold, the air is going to contract a little bit, and your tire pressure is going to go down a little bit, and this way you're still at the optimal operating pressures.
I'm worried that I'm going to pop the tire someday, that I put too much air in that. Does that ever happen?
No. 3 to 5 pound tire? No. Very rarely does that happen.
I'll be asking more stupid questions as this interview goes on, but just bear with me. And then,
yeah, you'd have to put a lot of extra air in a tire in order to make it pop.
Understood. So then I also thought, though, that a little less tire pressure would get you better traction.
No, you want to stay with what the tire and the automaker manufacturer recommends for tire pressure on those.
And then, yeah, got it. And then they used to sell snow tires all the time on the radio and TV. Are all tires good enough now, or is there such a thing as a snow tire?
There are still snow tires out there, but most tires nowadays are all-season tires.
So I don't really need to have another set, and if I'm changing out here in Illinois, if I get a new set of tires, I don't need to specifically shop for that. I'm not in Alaska, right?
No, just get a good name brand all-season tire, and you'd be more than sufficient in this area.
What are people paying for tires these days? What does a set of radials cost me?
You can go anywhere from probably $400 up to $1,500, depending on the tire, the size.
Should I change out the antifreeze in the radiator? Is there a different fluid you should have in there for winter than summer, or is antifreeze antifreeze?
Antifreeze is meant for winter and summer driving conditions altogether. Manufacturers recommend mostly every 5 years to have that replaced.
If you have a question, 312-981-7200, and we're just talking a little bit about things you might have been afraid to ask with Chris. He's the service manager at Jerry Haggerty Chevy in Glen Ellyn. What about the oil? Here again, it seemed to be like you would have a different weight oil in the winter than the summer, or is it all one blend now?
It's all, most manufacturers are using full synthetic oil, and you do not need to change viscosities.
They ask me questions about what kind of oil I want sometimes, like I have a favorite flavor. I never know how to answer that question.
Like I said, most require synthetic oil. It is on every oil cap, what viscosity and what recommended oils to be used on the vehicle.
Yeah, right. Okay. And then what else was I going to ask you about? Are there other things that people do? So you don't have to do anything with the radiator. The oil is the oil. That's good news. Maybe a little more tire pressure in the tires than you would normally have, because when the cold air comes, it'll contract and that'll get you back to maybe optimal. Any other ideas for get my car winter ready?
Typically recommend tire pressure checks every 30 days or so. for optimal pressures. Check wiper blades, obviously, for visual. Make sure all your lights are working properly. And biggest part is keep the car clean. You don't want any snow and ice build up inside the wheels.
Do you let your car warm up before you start driving it to get the fluids going, or does that really matter?
Yeah, typically, you know, a couple minutes would be probably optimal for to keep it up to par.
Oh, yeah, to keep it up to par. But, I mean, say like today, I got up, I got in my car, I drove off. I'm not letting it warm up. Of course, it was like 45 degrees this morning. Say it was 15 degrees.
Typically, I let my cars warm up for 2 to 3 minutes before I leave if it's that cold outside.
Let's talk to Don. You've got a question for Chris. What can we do for you, Don? You're on the air.
Oh, King John, how you doing today?
Hey, buddy, good.
My question is this. So I've got a Chevy Silverado 1500, and the tire pressure thing on the door says inflate to 35, but the sidewall of the tires say inflate to 45. Why is it different, and which one should I be airing it up to?
Typically stay with the manufacturers for the tire pressures on there. That's for optimal traction on the vehicle. Those tire pressures that are on the tires, that's the maximum pressure that you're allowable to put in the tires.
So 35 on the door or 45 on the tire? Which one does he do?
On the door.
On the door, the 35. Don, good question. Thanks for the call. And one more quick one here. Hey, guys, my husband likes to rev the engine in the winter. He says it warms the car up faster. Warms the car up. I wonder if they mean the interior of the car. What do you think about that?
Well, revving it up is not going to do anybody any good. Will it warm up the coolant temperature sooner so you have heat sooner? Absolutely. Not recommended, though.
Wait a minute. So it will heat up the interior quicker, but you don't think we should do that?
No, it'll raise the engine coolant temperature. That's what provides the heat.
Right. So it will work. So wait a minute. So revving the engine will warm up the interior quicker, right?
Correct. But it's also going to cause excessive fuel consumption, excessive wear and tear on the engine itself.
Okay. I got it then. Hey, Chris, I'm probably going to call you again in another week when I think of 4 or 5 more questions, but this has been a good start. Thanks for your help today.
Thank you. We're always here to help.
That's Chris Cassatolo. He's the service manager at Jerry Haggerty Chevy in Glen Ellen.